Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about riches and rebellion, the relationship between the two. It's ironic that this is something that has been mentioned and alluded to in the Holy Quran. In a very famous verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: Kalla innal insana la yatgha an ra'ahu istaghna. Indeed, man becomes rebellious when he considers himself without need. So, in this connection, we're going to look at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq regarding this topic. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates, a rich man clad in a clean robe once came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and sat near the Prophet. Then a poor man clad in dirty clothes came and sat next to the rich man, at which the rich man grabbed his clothes from under his thighs. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you fear that some of his poverty will rub off onto you? So he replied, no. Then he asked, then perhaps you fear that some of your riches will fall upon him? To which the man replied, no. So he asked, then do you fear that he will make your clothes dirty? To which he again replied, no. So the Prophet asked, then what made you do what you just did? To which he replied remorsefully, O Prophet of Allah, verily I have an associate, meaning Satan, who embellishes every ugly act to me, and who makes every good act appear ugly to me. Meaning, he's saying that, you know, I made a mistake and, you know, I was tempted by the, you know, the devil into committing such an act. And in order to recompense what I did, I will do the following. He says, indeed, I will give him, the poor man, half my wealth. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam asked the poor man, do you accept it? And he replied, no. At this, the rich person, he became very astonished. So the rich man exclaimed, but why not? So he replied, I fear that the same thing that has affected him will affect me. Very beautiful. At least in the end, the poor person, he said, he was afraid. He said, if I become wealthy and rich like this person, I might become proud and I might become rebellious like him. And therefore, I do not wish to have such wealth. Perhaps this is the reason why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Satan says, the rich man is not safe from me in either one of three situations. Either I embellish his riches in his eyes such that he deprives it to whoever has a right to it, or I facilitate its way so that he squanders it in the wrong place, or I make it so beloved to him that he earns it unlawfully. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at riches and rebellion and the connection between the two and the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.